NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company. Here's Paul Friedman, NBC News, Chicago.
Czechoslovakian Foreign Minister Hayek told the United Nations Security Council today that the Soviet Union and its Warsaw Pact allies invaded his country without invitation or justification. Hayek's dramatic appearance was delayed for more than 3 hours by a Soviet demand that East Germany be permitted to take part in the debate. The Western powers accused the Soviets of filibustering, and the Council finally rejected the Soviet demand. There are reports from Moscow that the Soviet Union is backing down and will let the reform leaders of Czechoslovakia return to power. There are no reliable accounts of the details of the agreement. France set off its first hydrogen bomb today in a Pacific Ocean test area about 800 miles southeast of Tahiti. France's President de Gaulle called it a magnificent success, and a French defense ministry spokesman said the bomb had great power. The United States, Russia, and Great Britain have stopped testing nuclear and thermonuclear weapons in the atmosphere in line with a limited test ban treaty. France and Communist China are not parties to the treaty. More news after this from State Farm.
Hi, this is Phil Foster. You know something? I get sick and tired of people telling me I talk with a bad Brooklyn accent. Like when I say State Farm Mutual is the world's biggest car insurance company, because it offers the world's best car insurance value, meaning low cost, and more than 13,500 full-time agents and claim representatives to give you fast, fair, friendly service. Now, where's the accent problem? When I say State Farm, or world's biggest, maybe when I say best car insurance value, or fast, fair, friendly service. Now, be honest, folks. Does that sound like a bad Brooklyn accent to you? To me, it sounds like a beautiful Brooklyn accent. Hey.
For your car and your home and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Once again, Paul Friedman.
Pope Paul VI winds up his visit to Latin America, a report from NBC News correspondent George Page in Bogota.
Pope Paul VI ended his visit to Colombia with a strongly conservative speech to the bishops of Latin America. The Pope denounced destructive currents of modern thought and churchmen who proclaim their own personal opinions. He urged the bishops to forestall any undisciplined pronouncement by Catholic clergymen. The Pope's remarks obviously were aimed at liberal priests in Latin America and elsewhere who have spoken out against his ban on artificial methods of birth control. While Pope Paul spoke out for social justice here, he urged the poor of Latin America to be patient and repeatedly warned violent revolution was not a solution to their misery. George Page, NBC News, Bogota.
A medical bulletin issued within the hour at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center says there has been no change in the condition of former President Eisenhower since this morning's bulletin. That report indicated that the general had suffered new attacks of irregular and rapid heartbeats, but that he was resting comfortably. General Eisenhower remains in critical condition, and doctors give a guarded prognosis. More news in a moment.
Summer is a time of picnics and sun, parades and sun, boating and sun, tennis and sun, swimming and sun, sunbathing and sun, sun, sun. And sunburned lips. Chapstick keeps your lips soft, protects them from the burning sun. Chapstick lip balm. Don't take your lips anywhere without it.
Chicago, already missing 80% of its cabs because of a strike, now faces a disruption of public transportation. Dissident bus drivers have called a strike for 1 minute after midnight tonight. The dissidents are demanding more Negroes at the executive levels of the bus drivers' union. Two of the announced candidates for the presidential nomination have arrived in town, Senator George McGovern and Georgia Governor Lester Maddox, who said today that George Wallace might have the right idea in leaving the Democratic Party. Former Ohio Governor Michael DeSalle continues to raise the possibility of entering still another candidate. DeSalle said today he's trying to get the California delegation involved in a move to nominate Senator Edward Kennedy early in the proceedings. Final preparations are underway to deal with any disorderly demonstrations in connection with the Democratic Convention. Chicago police have already gone on 12-hour shifts. 5,500 National Guardsmen will be available for duty by tonight. NBC Radio and Television will provide live gavel-to-gavel coverage of the convention starting Monday evening. Again, the hour's top story, the Czech foreign minister says Russia's invasion of Czechoslovakia was without invitation or justification. Paul Friedman, NBC News, Chicago.
Listen again in the hour when Chapstick Lip Balm brings you NBC Monitor News.
This is Walt Wheeler, WNBC News. It's 5:05, 82 degrees in New York and cloudy. A one-time probationary patrolman and his brother were charged with homicide today in the shooting of their cousin at 94th Street this morning. Michael Morphus, 26, had joined the force this spring, but was dismissed when his criminal record turned up during an investigation. His brother, 24-year-old George Morphus, was allegedly with him this morning when 32-year-old Richard Carroll was shot in the back of the neck. Connecticut State Police shot it out with attackers at a pacifist farm in Voluntown, Connecticut today. They identified the raiders as Minutemen. The farm is the property of the New England Coordinating Committee for Nonviolent Action. One pacifist, one trooper, and four Minutemen were wounded. Democratic State Chairman John Burns is expected to announce that he's backing Vice President Hubert Humphrey for the Democratic presidential nomination sometime tonight. Sources close to Burns say the former Kennedy supporter decided to make the move to prevent Senator Eugene McCarthy from picking up the uncommitted delegates in the New York State delegation. The Liberal Party has delayed its presidential nomination until after the Democratic convention. Some Liberal leaders had sought to name McCarthy at a meeting today, but were overruled. The Liberals did vote an expression of preference, though, the Democratic nominee, whether it's McCarthy or Humphrey. Connecticut's Abraham Ribicoff says he'll accept the position of floor manager for South Dakota Senator George McGovern at the convention. Senator Ribicoff announced today that he'll drop his uncommitted status to back McGovern. The convention gets underway Monday. WNBC News will provide live gavel-to-gavel coverage on radio and TV beginning Monday evening. The present WNBC temperature, 82, it's cloudy. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm and humid. Chance of thundershowers. Low tonight in the 70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm and humid. Again, a chance of scattered showers. The high on Sunday between 85 and 90. Becoming clear and less humid Sunday night, Long Island Jewish Hospital reports that the pollen count is 7. Now repeating the present WNBC temperature, it's 82 degrees. Walt Wheeler, WNBC News.
Come on now, soft kids, tune me, sing me a song.
Hi, Monitor fans, this is Rowan and Martin.
Let's keep the music moving, here going strong.
And now, folks, here's our next number.
73.
Okay, I'll play. 81. 12. 24. That was a football player. I fumbled too much. My name is Joe Garagiola, and this is Monitor, where in just a few moments we'll be talking to songwriter Cy Coleman.
Thank you.
Pancho Gonzalez, and that's called Puppet on a String.
The good old summertime in the good old days. Concerts in the park, a picnic lunch, and all the fresh air you can breathe. But that was yesterday. Today, with more people, more cars, more factory smokestacks, air pollution is an ever-increasing problem. To help combat this problem, General Motors equips its new cars with advanced air pollution control systems. They're highly effective, these GM systems, providing you give them periodic service. Emission Control Service. It's quick, inexpensive, and improves your engine's performance at your GM dealers. His Guardian maintenance experts will keep your car's control systems controlling air pollution. New car, older car. See your Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, Cadillac, or GMC truck dealer. Let's do all we can, and we'll all breathe a lot easier.
What do Mozart and rock music have in common? A lot, says composer Cy Coleman. And Coleman has written many recent songs, as well as the musical Sweet Charity. And he talked about his own music and the classics to Jack Eigen in Chicago.
Cy, just run down a few of the songs that they would know about.
Well, let me see. Hey, Look Me Over, Witchcraft. There was one with Tony Bennett, Firefly, The Best Is Yet to Come, Pass Me By, Real Life Girl, I've Got Your Number.
That's plenty of numbers right there. You've got enough to live on from ASCAP for many, many years. But of course, Hey, Look Me Over, that was the big one that they used for campaign songs and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, that was really a tremendous song for campaigns. Okay. Teddy Kennedy used it. And all through the country. And, of course, it's what it says. It's a march, it's sprightly, it's recognizable. And it says, hey, look me over, which is exactly what a candidate is asking for.
Cy Coleman, is it easier for you to write a ballad than it would be a jump tune?
It depends upon my mood. Like, if I'm in that kind of mood, all of a sudden, if I'm sitting down and write, it'll be easier for me. Okay. If I'm in that kind of placid mood, it'll be easier for me to write a ballad. But if I've been, you know, jumping around and going over there and I'm pretty up, I guess an uptune is what will keep coming out.
And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, Sweet Charity ran for a little over a year on Broadway. It's still playing around the country and the world. They are making a motion picture starring Shirley MacLaine. These songs from the Broadway show, will they all be in the motion picture? Have you added any or what is
the story? Three new songs. It adds new luster to the property when you give them new songs and something new to talk about.
I'm looking at a brand new album of Cy Coleman's called The Ages of Rock. I take it this is rock, or what is it, rock and roll?
Well, it's a wild concept that I had. It's been going on for about 2 years. And I was thinking about that they had the same kind of, not to get very technical with Jack, but, you know, it's kind of like an 8-beat, you know, the yep, and the accents go in different spots. So then I was thinking of Mozart. Mozart goes, yep, pop, 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 the same thing. And I thought, well, why don't I just play the concert music straight and let me see what happens if I take an entire background and I wrote it to a Mozart sonata. And I did it, and it just kept getting more and more involved, and I went into Chopin things, and I took well-known classics, and I play them exactly the way they are written. And I have a complete rock and roll background with string sometimes and with brass and with voices. And the result of it has been kind of wild. I mean, I've played it for all age groups. And I get the young kids, and the first thing I get when I play for young kids, they go, oh, man, that's blowing my mind. That's the first thing I hear. And then I play it for middle-aged group, and they say, oh, yeah, I used to play those pieces. You know, if I knew that it was going to sound like that, man, I would have practiced the piano. And then you play it for an older group, and they say, well, that's rock and roll the way I like it. So it's pretty
you're
much
touching,
covering.
You're touching all bases.
Pretty much, I think.
Cy Coleman, I want to thank you very much for chatting with us.
Jack, it's nice to see you again. It's nice to chat with you, as it always has been.
And this is Jack Eigen, NBC Chicago, Four Monitor.
Cy Coleman, a guy who's been around a long time, but who keeps in step with the latest music trends. The program's monitor, and here's a tip for vacationers. To minimize the danger of petty theft during your vacation, take the simple step of converting your cash to traveler's checks. And when checking into a hotel or motel, ask the management to put your valuables in a safe. And always ask for a receipt. Now another reminder.
Mom, you're spilling soda all over everyone. We made the wrong turn miles ago. You should have turned right at that bar. Mommy, Betty hit me. Stop kicking. Johnny's a pig. Wait a minute. The tank's filled up.
Now, here are the S&H green stamps, kids. Keep quiet while you all paste them in the books.
Hmm? You can get a lot of things with S&H green stamps, but when you're in a car with the kids, one great thing you can get is quiet. So next time you fill up your tank, fill up your book, too.
At 16 minutes past the hour, you're on the monitor beacon.
Time for some girl watching. Here's our Diet Pepsi theme. The number one national pastime is girl watching. And the girls girl watchers watch drink Diet Pepsi Cola with only one calorie in a bottle. Diet Pepsi has welcome taste, honest to Pepsi taste, taste that beats the others cold. Diet Pepsi, try it. Someone will be watching.
Diet Pepsi is available in convenient no deposit, no return bottles.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
We out in London Airport in hangar number 4. A lonely little biplane left whose name was Evermore. As working days were over, no more would he sail. Upon his wings above the clouds, flying the Royal Mail.
Bye, 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 plane, once upon a sky plane. Bye, bye, hush, goodbye, lullaby, plane.
All the mighty jet planes would look down their nose. They laugh and say, oh, I'm so glad that I'm not one of those. And Evermore would shake away the teardrops from his wings and dream of days when he again could do heroic things.
Bye, 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 plane, once upon a sky plane. Bye, bye, hush-a-bye, lullaby, plane.
Then one day the fog and rain had closed the airport down, and all the mighty jet planes were helpless on the ground. When a call came to the airport for a mercy flight, 'twould be too late, they could not wait, someone must fly tonight. And he rolled the little biplane out to runway number 5. And though he looked so small and weak, he knew he could survive. And as they rose into the storm, the big jets hung their wings, and they hoped someday, like evermore, to do heroic things.
Bye, 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 plane, once upon a sky plane. Bye, bye, hush, goodbye, lullaby, plane.
Baby bundle, I have spun a tale for you. He must learn there's nothing in this world that you can't do. Ah, do not be discouraged by circumstance or size. Remember evermore, set your sights up in the skies.
Fly, 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 plane, once upon a sky plane. Bye bye, hush your bye, lullaby plane. Bye bye, bye plane, once upon a sky.
The Irish Rovers and the biplane Evermore.
How would you like to see the World Series, pro football, and all the great new shows this fall on RCA Color TV without paying a penny until February 1st? Right now, during RCA Color Preview Days, you can get 1969 RCA Color TV for no money down, no payment until February 1st. See your participating RCA dealer during RCA Color Preview Days, now till September 15th.
And now, American Political Scene 68, brought to you by American Motors, the makers of the 1968 Ambassador, Rebel, Rambler, and the new Javelin. In a moment, Edwin Newman, one of NBC's floor reporters at the forthcoming Democratic convention, comments on why he expects to be working a lot harder in Chicago than he did with the Republicans in Miami. But first, this.
Oh, what a beautiful javelin. Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful javelin?
I can't tell you.
Well, I thought you worked here.
I do. I'm an American Motors dealer. But I'm afraid I can't reveal the price.
Well, I never heard of such a thing. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Oh, we do ordinarily. But during our Smart Buyers Convention, we're keeping the price of this specially equipped javelin a secret.
You are?
Yes. But if you can guess the mystery price, you can win a javelin free.
Ooh, I just love mystery.
And everyone who visits his American Motors dealer gets something free during our Smart Buyers Convention.
I love conventions.
We're giving away convention and election guides.
Ooh, I just love guides.
Of course, you can save a ton of money on any American Motors car during this summer sale.
We love sales and cars and summer. And you.
You may win a javelin at your American Motors dealer. Licensed drivers 18 and over eligible. Nothing to buy, void where prohibited. And now, Edwin Newman.
It hardly sounds logical in the year 1968, but the Democratic convention is, in a manner of speaking, a plunge into the unknown. In the first place, we media folks, as Mayor Richard Daley likes to call people in the news business, will be working under severe limitations brought on by security and traffic precautions and by labor disputes, which precautions and disputes may or may not be unwelcome to Mayor Daley. We know that we can cover the convention and get news of it to the people, but how easily we'll be able to do it, what obstacles will be placed in our way, how we will make do without some of the facilities that normally can be expected, those things we do not know. Then there is the question of demonstrations. Much of the unrest in this country, or better, many of the unrestful, regard the Democratic Convention as the ideal theater for expressions of protest. It isn't simply because it is a convention, it's also because it's the Democrats. The Republicans do not draw the unrestful in the same way because the Republicans are farther from them politically. The unrestful appear to expect more from the Democratic Party and seem to see it as a possible instrument for them if they can just influence it more. We know that because of this attitude, preparations have been made that would make it appropriate to begin the proceedings with the hymn, "A Mighty Fortress is Our Convention Hall." But how far the demonstrations will go and how far they may disrupt the convention or Chicago itself, again, we don't know. In the third place, there is Czechoslovakia, which casts a very long shadow. Conventions tend to be self-contained societies, preoccupied with themselves and nothing else. The Republicans manage that very well in Miami Beach, in spite of the trouble in Miami. But the Democrats cannot hope to insulate themselves to the same extent, and the events in Czechoslovakia may be distracting in the extreme. There is another difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. When the Republican convention was over, it was over. Not everybody liked the ticket, but everybody, some with reluctance, went along with it. This may not be the case with the Democrats. If Hubert Humphrey is chosen, and if the Vietnam plank is roughly in line with President Johnson's views, we may see a sizable walkout. Democrats are more volatile than Republicans and more rebellious. For all of these reasons, we may look forward to a possibly unnerving but lively week. Edwin Newman, NBC News.
American Political Scene 68 with Edwin Newman was brought to you also by Breck Concentrate Shampoo.
This is Ed McMahon. There are six of us at our house. Well, plus an old English sheepdog who visits occasionally. And between us, we can get through a lot of shampoo. You ask my son Michael about washing an old English sheepdog. That's why Breck Concentrate Shampoo is such a good deal for us. Being a concentrate, just a little, makes a lot of lather. So one tube lasts forever, it seems, and we're not always running out like we used to. Why don't you try it? Breck Concentrate Shampoo.
Throughout this and every weekend, American Political Scene 68 will feature such personalities as Chet Huntley, Henry Morgan, and Al Capp. And a reminder that beginning Monday evening, you can see and hear NBC News gavel-to-gavel coverage of the Democratic Convention in Chicago.
He was always so dull and mild.
She was a lamp without a light. But now the current's running wild.
Since we turned on with Ultra Bright. Ultra Bright entered our lives.
Whoa! Ultra Bright put a charge in our lives.
When we switch on our smiles, beacons start to flash.
Pulses turn electric.
Symbols crash.
We're such a dazzling duo. Believe us, it's for real. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste dazzles your taste, dazzles your teeth, dazzles your breath. And that spells sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Roger Williams with music from Man of La Mancha. This is Joe Garagiola with Monitor 68. You know, we have friends all across this country. In Clarksburg, West Virginia, for example, we're heard on station WBOY. Other NBC stations are waiting to tell you who they are, after which we'll be right back.
Vice President Hubert H. Humphrey meets the press in a special full-hour edition tomorrow on the NBC Radio Network.
Sunday night and Monday Labor Day, we're going to see Jerry Lewis.
on the muscular dystrophy telethon.
When the telethon is on the air, all the Wetson's hamburger restaurants will be giving half the money that everybody spends to help fight muscular dystrophy. By eating a Wetson's hamburger, you too can be a philanthropist.
In Lodi, New Jersey, there's a Wetson's on Essex Street at the junction of Route 17. In the Bronx, New York, a Wetson's is located on Boston Post Road between Eastchester and Baychester Avenues. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. I'm gonna get there at any price. Stand aside, I'm on my way. I've got the blues and up above it's so fair. Shoes, come on and carry me there. I'll build a stairway to paradise.
Monitor music continuing now with Paul Marriott's orchestra.
Thank you. just leave your doubt about it. Here's Bonner Toot. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Bonner Toot.
Yes, sir. Hi again. Joe Garagiola here. And in a few moments, monitor on stage with comic Pete Barbuti. And later on, all the late breaking news in the sports world. Dean Martin leads off with that old-time feeling.
Well, I'm sorry, but it took me by surprise to be looking in those old familiar eyes. If I'm acting funny, please don't turn away. Seeing you has brought me back to yesterday. You're looking at the photo used to be in another world where love was new to me. But I learned my lesson when I let you go. And you think about the way it might have been. Don't let yesterday's mistakes keep us apart.
Always deep down good. Miller, the champagne of bottle beer. Simply because Miller makes it right.
Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
And now Ace Combs, America's best-known, largest-selling rubber combs, presents Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. In 1 minute, comic Pete Barbuti takes off on animals and pets. But first this.
This comb's gliding through my hair like a dozen half teeth. Hair, you have a friend up there. Gotta be an ace. Got a handful of comb. No sissy comb here. This baby won't break on me first time it bends. Man, this is hard rubber and that's tough. Gotta be an ace. Just gotta be an ace. Ace makes men's combs and ladies' combs too. Great combs all. No wonder Ace sells more hard rubber combs than anyone. Use an Ace once and you'll never ask for any other comb again. Ace combs. Grab hold of one at your drugstore or supermarket. Now.
And now, monitor on stage and comedian Pete Barbuti.
One of the big problems today is in the science of semantics. Now, those of you with formal education know that semantics is a science that deals in both salmon and ticks. We've discovered that the word bunny in America is a connotation, or rather holds a connotation of something gentle and firm, but soft and cuddly and lovable. And the word rabbit does not, although they're the same thing. Amarillo, Texas, a truck driver staggers into the bar, right? Say, what are the roads like out there tonight, Freddy? I must have killed 500 rabbits coming up here. I say, no kidding. Now, Freddy walks into the bar the next night. What are the roads like, Freddy? I ran over a bunny. Aww. All the truck drivers go, aww. There are developing in the science of communication certain idiosyncrasies which are indigenous to certain areas. When we communicate with a lower form of life, such as an animal, our dog or cat about the house, we say everything in our native tongue as opposed to the animals. Like, if you have a German shepherd dog, you seldom bark in German. If you have a Persian cat, you seldom meow in Persian. You speak English, but you say everything twice. It's as though, well, a dumb animal, you give him once for the translation. Now, see if you notice saying things precisely like this to your dog. Things like, come on, boy. Come on, boy. Nice boy. Nice boy. What's the matter, boy? What's the matter, boy? Did you ever notice that, sir? Did you ever notice that, sir?
Monitor on stage, starring Pete Barbuti, has been brought to you by Ace Combs. And this Joe Garagiola speaking for Ace Combs, the best comb you can buy. Say, chances are that the majority of the men listening to our program use an Ace comb. The majority of all men do. And now, Ace has been joined by Lady Ace, a complete new line in styles and colors that will delight discriminating women everywhere. That's Ace and Lady Ace, the perfect pair for a pocket or purse. Look for them in the new eye-catching displays in supermarkets and pharmacies all over America and wherever combs are sold. Right now, it is 17 minutes before the hour on the Monitor Beacon.
Time for Diet Pepsi and our Girl Watchers theme. Watching season is the longest. It lasts all year. That's why the girls Girl Watchers watch always drink Diet Pepsi Cola with only one calorie a bottle. Diet Pepsi has real taste, honest to Pepsi taste, taste that beats the others cold. Diet Pepsi, try it. Someone will be watching.
Diet Pepsi is available in convenient no-deposit, no-return bottles.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Drivers, here's a Monitor tip. Remember, it is unlawful to make a U-turn on an expressway. And the reason it's against the law is that it's dangerous. To slow down, stop, or back up on an expressway is just to invite disaster. So if you miss your turnoff, continue on to the next exit. Now here's something else to remember.
More gas, Miss Baxter. More gas.
That's the brake.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, sir.
Now, try and drive to the next gas station so we can practice filling up.
Do they give S&H green stamps there?
Yes.
Well, no sweat then. Hold on to your hat.
Whoopee! Miss Baxter.
S&H green stamps. Next time you fill up your tank, fill up your book, too.
From Australia, a charming import, Lena Cantrell, and she sings Catch the Wind.
Alan?
I'm afraid I can't tell you.
You're kidding. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Well, let me explain. Only the price of this specially equipped Javelin is a secret. If you guess it, you can win a Javelin free. It's all part of the American Motors Dealers Smart Buyers Convention, where you can now save a ton of money on any American Motors car.
I think I love you.
Licensed drivers 18 and over eligible. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. A new world's record is set in the two-mile run, and Top Knight wins the hopeful stakes at Saratoga Springs. These stories and others coming up next on Monitor Sports. Brought to you by Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil.
The motor oil you put in your car can make a whale of a difference in the performance and mileage you get, even in your repair bills. Some oils lay down on the job when the going gets tough, but Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil, gives your car constant protection under the roughest kind of driving conditions. Hot weather and fast driving? A cinch with Super Royal Triton. This rich motor oil won't thin out when the going gets hot. In cold weather? Well, Super Royal Triton won't thicken. Stays on the job to lubricate vital moving parts. And a patented detergent suspends harmful dirt in the oil to keep it from damaging your engine. Super Royal Triton is so good it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oil. Remember the name and insist on it. Super Royal Triton. Even if you don't see it in your favorite garage or service station, it pays to demand Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil from the Union Oil Company of California.
On the Monitor baseball scoreboard, Yankees 2, Tigers 1 on Roy White's two-run homer. Willie Horton hit his 30th of the year. Mel Stottlemyre was the winner. He's now 17-10. Dennis McLain lost his fifth game. McLain has won 25. In the National League, Pittsburgh 6, St. Louis 4, and losing pitcher Bob Gibson had his winning streak broken at 15 games. In football, fans of the New York Jets are breathing easier today. Quarterback Joe Namath, after sitting out the first two games of the exhibition season, has put his troublesome left knee to the test and came through with a good performance. In an exhibition game last night against the Atlanta Falcons of the National Football League at Birmingham, Namath played nearly three quarters. He completed 12 of 21 passes for 140 yards, and two of the passes were good for touchdowns as the Jets won the game 27-12. In tennis, Arthur Ashe won his semifinals match against Jim McManus in the United States National Championship at Brookline, Massachusetts. Score 6-4, 6-3, 14-16, 6-3. Ashe meets Bob Lutz in the finals tomorrow. The Russian invasion of Czechoslovakia has created a threat to the 1968 Olympic Games set for Mexico City in October. And for a report on European reaction, here is David Weber, NBC News correspondent in London.
The European campaign to give Russia the cold shoulder in sporting events because of the way she invaded Czechoslovakia comes appropriately from Czechoslovakia itself. It was started by Emil Zatopek, the Olympic star who's now a major in the Czech army. The demand to exclude Russia was broadcast by the pre-Czech radio, and already two countries in Europe have indicated they'll go along with it. They are Norway and Sweden, both of which say that as of right now, they'll engage in no sports with Russia or her allies in the invasion, these being Bulgaria, East Germany, Poland, and Hungary. It just happened that Gordon Peary of Britain, the former world record holder for 5,000 meters, was on vacation in Czechoslovakia during the invasion. He got out all right with his wife and two children, and with some pretty strong views about boycotting the Russians. Up in Scotland, the Celtic soccer team agreed with him. The Celtics promptly canceled their coming game with Hungary for the European Cup champion. This is David Weber in London for Monitor Sports.
And Top Knight won the $75,000 hopeful stakes by two lengths at Saratoga Springs. Reviewer, the favorite, came in second. And a World Series game was played today at Williamsport, Pennsylvania. It was the 22nd annual Little League Championship, and Wakayama, Japan, won the title, defeating Richmond, Virginia, 1-0. Man, even the Little Leaguers are having trouble hitting. In track, Australian Ron Clark beat his own record for the two-mile run in a race against British distance runners in London. Clark made the 2 miles in 8 minutes, 19.6 seconds, lowering his old mark by 0.2 seconds. In swimming, the top three contestants broke the world's record in the 200-meter freestyle race at Los Angeles. Linda Gustafson of Santa Clara, California, was first with 2 minutes and 7.9 seconds. Debbie Meyer of Arden Hills, California, was second with 2 minutes and 8 seconds. And Jan Henney, also of Santa Clara, came in third with 2 minutes, 8.3 seconds. The old world record was 2 minutes, 9.7 seconds. The girls were competing for the finals in the 1968 Women's Olympic swimming trials. And the crisis in professional golf may head for a showdown next week. Arnold Palmer, one of the top pros, has not yet indicated whether he will join other tournament stars in their revolt against the Professional Golfers Association. Palmer says that he will make known his decision after talking to some of the leading rebels next Friday at the Thunderbird Classic in Upper Montclair, New Jersey. Some of those guys, if they don't join it, will probably buy the tournament. Monitor Sports was brought to you also by State Farm Fire and Casualty.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other day, my brother-in-law says, Phil, when are you going to take advantage of the low, low rates the State Farm Fire and Casualty offers on homeowners insurance? Kevin, I said, since when are you worried about me? He said, I'm not worried about you, Phil. But if your house burns down, I don't want to have to look for someplace else to live.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Keep tuned for the latest in sports news and features all weekend long right here on Monitor.
When my husband left for work, he never kissed me. He'd shake my hand before he said goodnight. But now he can't resist to me. Ever since I switched to new Ultra Bright, Ultra Bright entered my life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed my whole life. Now, suddenly, look at me. I'm a femme fatale. Suddenly, I'm a wife and not a pal. I'm hugged. I'm kissed. Believe me, it's for real. New Ultra Bright fills your mouth.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, the kickiest taste, the freshest breath, the brightest teeth. That's sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Frank Sinatra seems to spend more time these days making movies rather than hit records. But here's one of his latest, My Way of Life.
Gotta have you near all the time, with your dreams wrapped in mine. Gotta be a part of your soul and of your heart all the time. Nothing in the world that I do means a thing without you. I'm just half alive in my struggle to survive without you.
Of America so that we can provide more generously for the aged and for the needy and for all those who cannot help themselves. But for those who are able to help themselves, what we need are not more millions on welfare rolls, but more millions on payrolls in the United States of America.
Who's the one with the plan to help people help themselves? Nixon's the one. The preceding political announcement was paid for by United Citizens for Nixon Agnew.
Thank you.
MacArthur Greenslade's orchestra. Coming up on NBC, there's plenty more of Monitor. Host Ted Steele will have personal close-ups of Senator George McGovern and Robert Humphrey, the son of the vice president. And you'll also meet British actor Anthony Quayle, as well as a girl hitchhiker who tells about her experiences on the road. Plus Monitor regulars Chet Huntley, Al Capp, and many others. But for right now, this is Joe Garagiola.
We still have more to bring you. Just wait and see. More news, more songs to sing you, more comedy on NBC.
That's what happiness is.
Happiness is many things to many people.
Happiness is.
To a smoker, happiness is the taste of a Kent cigarette.
That's what happiness is.
What makes a smoker happy? That's easy. Flavor. The flavor that comes from fine tobacco. And millions of smokers will tell you, that's what you get with a Kent. So light one up. Get a taste of what happiness is. Get the good taste of a Kent cigarette.
Happiness
is the taste of Kent. Happiness is the taste of Kent. Happiness
is the taste of Kent. Good taste, fine tobacco. That's what happiness is. Join the millions of smokers everywhere who know. Two smokers, it's a Kent.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.